Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, this is Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman with the show that gives you the biggest news in the world, a long time after it actually happened. But when it happened the first time, we were right there on the spot on the Bugle podcast. In January 2017, the White House had a new resident, Donald J. Trump. Straight off the back of the inauguration, Hari Kondabolu joined me to try to make sense of what had just happened. This is issue 4013 of the Bugle, entitled American Carnage.
Top Story. It isn't pretend it's real. Reality star Donald Trump, president of the United States. For a while there, I thought perhaps the Mayans were right. And we all died in 2012, as predicted. And that this was just hell. And I actually would prefer this being hell than real life. Because at least if we're in hell, it makes some kind of sense. It's so absurd. And also, I'm starting to think that all those celebrities that died in 2016 knew what was going to happen, and they got out of here just in time. I feel like they were clued in somehow. It was it was awful watching the inauguration. He looked scared to death. He looked frightened the whole way. I felt like Barack was holding his hand through the beginning till he got there. It was weird looking into the crowd. Lots of red hats. Lots of red hats in the crowd that said "Make America Great Again." Trump making a killing on the inauguration. Never thought that being president would be a financial boon during the inauguration. So that happened. Basically, I was seeing a crowd with a bunch of people who think this man can turn back time and stop the flood of progress. But on a positive note, Andy, I might start my business of selling magic beans again.
Oh, that's because that's been out of business for a while, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't done that since they started selling the Iraq War to Americans. I'm like, this is the time for the beans. They're up for it.
I was intrigued by the fact that when he swore the oath, he was using, President Lincoln's inauguration Bible. And yet, miraculously, his hand did not dissolve on contact with Abraham Lincoln's Bible. So isn't that could have been a prosthetic hand made of some special, I don't know, Lincoln-proof substance. I mean, if it had been his own flesh, surely the spirit of Lincoln would have absolutely annihilated it.
It wasn't Lincoln's Bible, Andy. No way. They probably hid that to make sure he wouldn't destroy it. And also, based on the Golden Showers rumors, I don't think that would be the right thing. That is a American artifact. We can't have strangers' urine, foreign urine at that, all over the Lincoln Bible.
Right. Oh, well, it'll be American urine from now on for Trump. He's going to keep those activities at home, surely. There was a copy of Playboy tucked into the Bible, to be fair. So, here's a quick tip for buglers. Do not read out the transcripts of Trump's inauguration speech in a German accent. Absolutely do not do that. Not even for fun. Just don't. Just especially not this bit. We assembled here today and are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power from this day forward. A new vision will govern our land from this day forward. It's going to be America first! America first! Don't do that. Do not. I fell for the temptation. I feel dead inside.
Oh, wait, did you do the German impression already? Because that's how I heard it. I thought that was... Oh, that's not? Okay. He kept saying America first, which is, when have we not been, thought about our interests first? But he kept... So that was, the key phrase, America first, which for me was weird because it was, strange to hear a preview of the words that will be said to me during a hate crime. Because that's going to be the okay. It's not just going to be USA, USA. It's America first.
It was as a non-American. Obviously, I have no right to hold an opinion on your democracy, or I didn't until Trump said, "We will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come." To me, Horry, he seems to be basically expressing the worldview of an unusually incubated four-year-old. And the essential message of Trump's speech seemed to be, there's no I in isolationism.
Right. Well, also, he said, when Americans are united, we are unstoppable, which, that's some super villain nonsense. I mean, that's, that's not even... trying to pretend that he's a good guy. That's straight up. Who wants to be unstoppable? And he was talking about, we're only gonna think of America. We're not gonna worry about other people's issues. We're gonna keep the wealth here. It's basically he's trying to starve out the developing world, and we're not allowed to get foreign things anymore. Is the idea? His wife is not from here. But okay.
Are we looking at, is there going to be a ceremonial slaying of Mrs. Trump as a kind of gesture of American isolationism?
You know what?
Maybe he will. I can see this happening because we had, I know America's not had what you might call a second civil war over this yet. But when we had a big civil war in the 15th century, at the end of which, as a gesture of conciliation, Henry Tudor married, the former queen of Edward IV, I think I'm right in saying. So he'd basically bring together the Lancastrian and Yorkist sides of the Civil War to create a new unified nation. Now, if Trump is going to slay his wife, as the subtext of his speech quite clearly suggested he will, in a gesture of American independence, surely he will have to marry Hillary Clinton. He talks about bringing the nation together. That is the only way he can do it. I think Bill will happily step aside.
Does she have a choice in the matter, or is it kind of, is that not how Trump's America works with women?
Well, clearly that it doesn't. I mean, Trump's America does not work with women, judging by his cabinet. I think, I know, she said she wants the best for America. I'm sure she'll step up to the plate. And also, given that he has absolutely no experience of politics, of any kind, really, you know, it'd probably do him good to have a first lady who's done the job before.
I mean, he does have his daughter, in whatever situation that is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that might even be a step beyond the pale for Donald. there's an awful lot in the speech, Hari, about attacking the Washington establishment. He said, we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people. I mean, I guess the question is how, and the answer would be shut the up.
Great.
But as a person of America, are you excited about getting all this power back, and what are you going to do with it?
Oh, my God, I barely get my rent paid on time. I am the last person who should have, well, I'm the second to last person who should have control of America. When did people ever have power? That's not true. There was always somebody like in charge telling everyone else what to do. And if there was dissent, bad things would happen. I mean, that's fairly universal. I mean, he talked about like jobs being sent overseas and about changing the status quo, like as if everyone was ignoring that he was up there, as if he has struggled. It's like he'd complete, and somehow it worked. People seem to be down with the idea that, you know, everything's coming to an end.
Well, I mean, that might make financial sense, isn't it? Cheeky little Armageddon. settle things up.
One thing that was calming about the speech is that he did have the okay hand gesture up most of that speech, which was comforting because it seemed to indicate everything would be okay.
Well, that's the way that he works people. You know, he's a master manipulator. Well, you talked about this sort of international attitude. You said the wealth of our middle class has been ripped from their homes and then redistributed all across the world. All across the world, Donald. I'm sure those Rwandans and Bangladeshis are getting absolutely hammered on middle-class American champagne as we speak. Maybe not all across the world. There's been some interesting global reaction. Chris picked this up. That North Korea state news have not reported on the inauguration at all.
Not a bee. Not important enough.
Right. And that's currently in some possibly related news and the latest world happiness rankings. North Korea, currently the happiest nation in the world, jumped up from last place to first just by not reporting on the Trump inauguration. There was some seriously outlandish stuff. Nothing more outlandish than this. We will build new roads and highways and bridges and airports and tunnels and railways all across our wonderful... Railways, America! You have always ignored the railway. Why now? Why the railway... Now, that is one of the defining features of America, a country that clearly would have benefited from a functioning railway network, and all of a sudden he's throwing away that key plank of national identity. The man is a hypocrite.
That was one of those moments where I realized that he might have written the speech himself. Like, it felt like that should have been checked. And also, like, Obama was the one that was talking about high-speed railway when he was elected, and everyone thought he was a maniac. And for some reason, that just kind of slipped right through. I was really hoping that Chuck Schumer, the Democratic minority leader who spoke before the swearing in and whatnot, I was hoping he would filibuster. There was that small feeling because he was talking for a while. And then I'm like, oh, I see where this is going. He was talking about the Civil War. Then I'm like, if I was him, I'd be like, well, let's start with the first day of the Washington administration. And then the second day. And if he just kept it up for about, like, I don't know, three and a half years till the next election cycle, you know, there has to be a way out. There might be aliens. There might be a way out of this.
Yeah. Well, I can suggest one good way out, and that is you need to watch more cricket, Hari, because cricket's on, you know, pretty much all the time. You know, the long games last 5 days. That is an awful lot of time you can distract yourself from. I mean, I reckon if you can get it, you could probably spend almost
the entirety of the next 4 years watching cricket. If I mean, I think that might be the way for Americans to survive.
That's generally how I deal with breakups, except with baseball.
Right. Baseball does a pretty sound job.
Well, you know, there's a Ken Burns documentary called Baseball about the history of baseball, and it's it's like 20.
It's basically real time, isn't it, from the start?
Right. Yeah, it's about 4,000 hours. Well, basically, it feels like 4,000 hours, but it fills up a lot of time. And after a breakup, I like to watch that over and over again to feel a sense of comfort, and that's I belong to something. And usually, I you know, am pantsless, eating a mango. so that's well, the next 4 years, Andy, is what I'm saying.
That could be one of the positive sides of Trump rule. You know, might have been a kind of bizarrely, almost a kind of aggressively. A pessimistic, divisive speech for an incoming president.
Yeah.
But it could be a huge boon for the American hobby industry. There's going to be a lot of people, you know, you're watching in baseball videos, people taking up all manner of stuff to distract them from. I mean, this could be an absolute. Maybe this is how he's intending to rebuild the American economy by just getting everybody to lock themselves in a shed and build model ships for 4 years or something.
Thank you for listening. The latest new episode of The Actual Bugle from right now is in your pod feeds as we speak.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.